This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
James Harden mentioned in his press conference the other day that this team, this Rockets team, has come a long way since the Western Conference Finals in 2015.
Obviously new personnel, but you know, we've came an extremely long way, and we've been talking about it all season long, in the summertime, that put ourselves in the best position, and we're doing that. And so another opportunity, game five, we got to come out and take advantage of it.
Isn't it crazy? Like, that Western Conference Finals feels like it was, like, 10 years ago. That 2015, it was 3 years ago. Like, it's three, like, I have things popping up on my on my Facebook timeline now. On Facebook, Ted, you get these pictures that you posted, like anniversaries of them, like, hey, 3 years ago, this was your best memory. And I had one pop up recently, like from that series, something I posted during that Clippers series.
Oh, the Clippers series.
The Clippers series, back in the Western Conference.
The semifinals. Okay.
James is saying they've come a long way since losing to the Warriors. But whenever I think of 2015, it's the generally positive person in me, Ted. I always like to think of that comeback in Game 6 against the Clippers and not so much the Western Conference Finals. But it's funny, like, yeah, the franchise has come a long way, James. You, Daryl Morey, and Trevor Ariza, and Tad Brown are, like, the only people left in the organization, you know, and the announce team, right?
Yeah,
and the play-by-play guys, like Craig Ackerman. Those are the only guys left. Like, you know, like, there's a new owner. There's a new head coach. There's a whole new roster. It's a completely different
team.
But
here's the thing, though. The guy that – you know what I was saying going into that? That I was going into the finals, the Western Conference Finals series. You know what I kept saying that whole time? I wanted him to get to the Western Conference Finals. You know why? Because I wanted him to be taught a lesson. I wanted – school was in session, and I wanted the Golden State Warriors to educate them. And they did, because I wanted that to sink into James Harden's brain. Like, this is what a real professional team looks like. Now – here's that's probably not fair back then, because James was basically James and, you know,
and Dwight at about a 6.5 out of 10.
right. So maybe it was a little bit too harsh, but that was my thinking back then. Fast forward 3 years now, you're right. It's a totally different team, and it's a totally different makeup mentally, culturally now.
It's a different James Harden too,
and it's a different James Harden.
It's Ted. It's interesting to, like, to go back and think, though, like, if that. I want to go back at, like, well, I can't because the game's on tonight. Like, I want to go back and watch that comeback against the Clippers and just see, like, how many things needed to go right in that comeback. Like, they needed to play, like, they needed to pitch basically a perfect game. I say that. They ended up winning by, like, 15. Like, but, you know, they destroyed them in the fourth quarter. I say all that to say that if that comeback never happens, what does this team look like today if that comeback never happens? Because Chris Paul's probably not a Rocket, right? That means the Clippers would have moved on to the Western Conference Finals that year. And maybe that brings that group together a little bit more. People will tell you that game was the turning point for that franchise, for the Clippers.
That's interesting.
So Chris Paul's probably not here. Is Dwight Howard still here? Does Kevin McHale get fired after that season? I think you can make a case that Kevin McHale doesn't get fired 11 games into 2016. He gets fired probably
right after the season.
You know, so then they probably still make the Ty Lawson trade. So do they have a coach that maybe is able to get something out of Ty Lawson? Who is the coach, right? Is it Jeff Van Gundy? Is it Mike D'Antoni still? I don't know. Like, I forget. Well, he may have even been coaching back then. I don't even remember. But
all the different dominoes falling one way, like, based on a win or a loss.
Right. Like, is Dwight still here? Like, do they get a head coach who explains to Dwight, like, hey, man, just pick and roll, block shots, and get rebounds, and you'll get your $26 million every year, and we'll be a much better team. It's just like that. 12 minutes of basketball changed the course of, like, several NBA franchises, because there's a butterfly effect on everything.
And it's worked out perfectly, I think. Because
I think it's worked out best for the Rockets,
because
for
I think
sure.
This front office, this ownership, this fan base, they deserve it more than that, I don't know, the Clippers fan base.
Yes, they do.
We need Chris Paul more than the LA Clippers need Chris Paul.
James Harden today, Ted, voted unanimously first team All-NBA, along with one other player. Who do you think it is?
Steph Curry.
No. It's the obvious one. Occam's razor, the obvious answer.
Oh, LeBron James?
Yeah, it's LeBron James.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Unanimous. All-NBA.
All-NBA, gotcha. Yeah. LeBron James voted All-NBA. It's the 12th time for LeBron. James Harden, I think this is four for him that he's made. I think he's four out of the last 5 years. The 1 year he didn't make first-team All-NBA, he didn't make first, second, or third team. It was that 41-41 year in 2016. He didn't make any of the first three teams. The first-team All-NBA, care to take a stab at who the other three players are on the first team?
On the Western side?
No. It's All-NBA.
All-NBA.
I will say this. LeBron is the only one from the East. It's all in the West. And it's the Rockets are playing against one of the players tonight.
Okay. Then it's Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant.
Yep.
The other two I'll give you because we've only got a minute. Anthony Davis, New Orleans.
Ah, of course.
And Damian Lillard made first team All-NBA. How about that?
Wow, that is kind of surprising. I mean, they did okay. They did okay considering what, they've lost some players. LaMarcus Aldridge isn't there anymore,
Their regular season was a shock.
Yeah.
Their postseason was also a shock,
to the bad part, you're right.
What did you see when you saw LeBron James in his press conference last night? Does he look like a beaten man to you?
Yeah, he's shot out, man.
Yeah.
That guy's done. A lot of people don't want to use that as an excuse. I get it. I mean, it's hard to excuse how he played last night. It really, really is. But clearly, there's outward signs of him laboring over carrying this team. Are you kidding me?
Just physical signs.
Physical
too.
Signs.
Like, he's beat
man.
Up.
He played 39 minutes last night. He's averaging almost over 40 minutes in the playoffs, which is insane, man.
Yep.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.